Episode 62, Lead with Quiet.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yeah, does that bring back memories for those of you who like to listen to Mr. Rogers? Well, he was kind of cool, and it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And that's because you are in the neighborhood. How are you doing? Well, I hope you're doing great because I am so glad you're here. Just getting a chance to chat with you again. And, you know, I know time is precious. I know that. If you listen to episode 61, you know how precious time is, and you don't know when you won't have that time anymore. So for you to take a few minutes with me, thank you so much. I love it. And if you haven't had the chance to subscribe and leave a rate and review, I would love for you to take that quick opportunity to do so. That allows this podcast to reach many more women out there and even gentlemen to find us at Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. So please just take a moment of that. I promise it's probably only about 90 seconds of your time, but it really does mean the world to me. And just the opportunity to reach others around the world, because we're in so many amazing countries. I just need to do an episode on the countries that we're in and just kind of talk about it and maybe learn maybe one word. I'm not really good at speaking a variety of languages, but it would be cool. Wouldn't that be awesome? All right. Well, we're going to jump right in today because you guys are so busy, and this is kind of our shorter episode time. This is our time to really light the fire and to keep you moving forward in your goals, in your life, whether it's your family goals, maybe your career goals, maybe you're trying to lose weight, maybe you're just wanting to live. Yes, just live. This is your time to kind of spring yourself forward to the next day. So let's jump in right now. Are you struggling with chaos? Too much clutter, so much to do and not enough time to do it all in? Are you wishing for that day off so you can do absolutely nothing? You know, that day when it's on the calendar, like President's Day, maybe you guys had that off, or you're just hoping for a snow day, even though you really don't want the snow. But oh gosh, if we could just have a late day, a late start, I mean, then you would get those extra few hours to just kind of chill. Yeah, all of that. And sometimes even, oh, if my child was sick, then I could stay home and I would have an excuse to be. Well, it is amazing. Sometimes, you know, what is it that makes us think we have to do everything? And if we aren't exhausted by 5 o'clock, we aren't living. Is that your life? Is that where you are? I mean, seriously, are you living a life just like that? I know for me, it's real easy to get trapped in doing and not being. And what I mean by doing, I mean just like, literally, you get in the car in the morning and you drive to work. And then you wonder, you get there and you're like, how did I get here? I don't remember. Did I drive by cars? You're like, whoa, I was on automatic pilot. Now, there is no such thing. But yes, in our mind, we are such habitual creatures that literally you are on automatic pilot. You don't notice what's around you. You don't see what flashes by as you're driving down the highway. In fact, you may have even missed a couple accidents on the way. How crazy is that? Yeah, crazy. But you know, sometimes we find ourselves in life doing and not being present, being incredible, being the one God created you to be. Because we're just doing. We're just doing our habits because we don't have to think about it. We just do. You know, It's weird that trap, it gets us. And maybe you're there. Maybe you're in a trap right now that you just feel like, I can't get out. I need help to get out, Christiane. What do I do? So where are you today? Are you trapped on the roller coaster of life, wanting to get off, but afraid of the consequences? Maybe you're fearful of what might happen. Maybe it actually excites you, but it excites you so much that you're kind of even afraid to go down that road because it's so uncharted territory. You're like, whoa, I got to take a step back here. Don't want to go down that lane. Oh, but if I go here, I'm just going to keep doing because I'm comfortable just doing. Well, there is hope. There is really hope for you. And my kiss, simple kiss, is lead with quiet. Yeah, I know. It's kind of hard for me to say that when I'm the one talking all the time. But lead with quiet. And you say, Christiane, how do I lead with quiet? I don't get it. Well, let's set you up for some success here. And I'm going to give you three examples, okay? And these are ones that I use personally, okay? So it's all about leading with quiet. Number one, start your day in meditation, devotion, or prayer. Wherever you are in your walk of faith, your religious beliefs, use this time. And if your time is just of meditation and you just want quiet, that's okay too. Now you're like, okay, I'm not into that woo, 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 woo type of stuff here. The meditation, I don't get that. Well, you don't have to have music and incense playing and all of this stuff. Meditation is just, think of it as quiet, just quiet. It allows your mind to think. We just keep our mind going because we're busy and hurried and we don't slow down. We have the TV on for noise and distraction. I'm there with you. If I'm home, I have the TV on. I'm not even watching it, but it's on. Why? Well, my electrical bill sure loves it because I have to pay it every month, but I'm not getting anything out of it. So why really is it on? We feed our mind so much garble and we just need to be quiet, be quiet, be still and know. Yeah, you know where I'm going with that. Be still and know that I am God. That's your chance to hear him. That's your chance to be listened to. That's your chance to be present. Then you say, okay, great. I can do that in the morning. I can wake up and lay in bed for 3 minutes. But now you got me at 3 minutes. But you know what? My day gets absolutely out of this world crazy. And I'm at work and I've got things coming at me. At some point, I feel like I'm in the subway and it's a stop. And I mean, literally people are coming and going and I am just crazy. Yeah, been there. It's okay. Guess what? Lead with quiet. How can I lead with quiet? It's chaotic. There's no way. So go to quiet. Yeah. Don't laugh at me at this one. We talked about other things before. Go to the bathroom. Yeah. If you're in a public area, no one's going to follow you into the bathroom. And if they're talking that you were in there for 3 minutes, all you have to do is say, and just smile and continue on your day. Let them figure out what you were doing in the bathroom. I'm serious. Now, if you're at home, a different story, and you have children, because my children follow me in the bathroom. Yes, they still do. I'm like, really? I can't even get a break to go to the bathroom. Go to quiet. Lead with quiet. Go potty. Okay? And even if you don't have to go to get quiet. Go to get that peace. And you're like, okay, I can do that. I can go to the bathroom because I don't go to the bathroom all day. I go in the morning and I think about it. I might go at lunch if I get lunch. And then, well, maybe I need to make a potty break. Yeah, maybe you do. Be present. Thirdly, then when you're hurried at night, oh my goodness gracious, moms, you're going from one thing to the next activity. And sometimes you have two or three that are on top of each other. You have like, you know, you're supposed to be there and you've got like a 5 minute overlap window. And the people that are involved, they know you're coming and going. It's not a big deal, but you are so hurried. You don't know what to do. And I tell you to breathe, breathe. It's real important to breathe. We don't breathe enough. Breathe the quiet. Yeah, when I'm at that point, and there's been times, like I can think about parent-teacher conferences, and we have four different schools in our school district. And at one point, we had all of them in four different schools. And it was crazy. I had to sit here and figure out how I could be at one place and drive to the next place and be there. And we only had a day and a half to do it. And so I would try to schedule it out. But even when I did try to schedule only three on one day, maybe two on another day, it was still crazy. So you know what I did? I actually scheduled in 60 seconds of breathing. And I would get in the car and I would just breathe. I would literally breathe. Quiet. I'd turn the radio off. If my child was with me or children were with me, I would just say, hold on. Mom needs to think. Mom needs some quiet. They know. Breathe. Lead with quiet. It will do your body good. It'll do your mind good. And it will do your spirit amazing. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. Go out and lead with quiet. I can't wait to see you on the other side. I love you all. We'll see you soon. Blessings and hugs. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.